You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
Simo and Jordan just hanging out.
And Simo, a lot of people worldwide would be hoping that the year 2020, it's just over, it's done with it, and we can move on to 2021. A lot of people have had enough of it.
I'm sad for 2020. Like, people are blaming it on the year.
Yeah.
It's not its fault. Things happen.
I liked all those memes, like in the years previous, you would have seen about, oh, I can't wait for 2020 to have 2020 vision.
Oh, dear.
You didn't see all this coming, did you?
2020 vision. Isn't that Kanye West's presidential, like, slogan?
Oh, probably.
I think it is.
I don't know.
2020 vision, man.
Well, Simo, for the wonderful people who live in Norway, in Europe, 2020 is going to be an hour longer than every other country.
For the Norwegians?
Yes.
Because they live in Norway.
Yes, and due to kind of a bit of bad luck in a way. So Norway did have daylight savings time, the same as us here in Australia, where you change the clocks twice a year. One goes forward an hour, one goes back. They did have, however, last year they voted to do away with it, eliminating daylight savings by 2021. So this is the last year that they're having it.
Okay, yeah.
In order to kind of catch up, so to speak, the extra hour, they've had to add an extra hour to this year because they're not taking it back. Does that make sense?
Wait, just an extra hour to the entire year?
Well, yeah, pretty much.
Just adding, tagging one on the end.
Yeah.
So, like, on...
I don't think it's going to be New Year's Eve. I don't think it's 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. One more hour to go.
Yeah, exactly. We've got another hour to wait. So everyone else is... Because how are they... When you say they're going to add an extra hour...
Yeah.
Like, 365 days in the year and an hour?
More or less, yeah. They're going to add an... It's not going to be on New Year's Eve. It's going to be, I don't know, a weekend or something. But because they're in Northern Hemisphere, their daylight savings is the opposite to us. They have to do it this way. Because I think that... Because it goes forward an hour and the next year it would go back an hour. But because they're not doing it next year, it's just going forward. If that does that, I know it's confusing. It's I can't get my head around it.
I am, but just a humble Simo, Jordan. So I'm not sure with these fandangle time words you're using.
Look, for reasons that I'm sure are very interesting, Norway's getting an extra hour. We will leave it at that.
Well, to go basic about it, I think they get less sunlight.
So yeah,
they don't really need daylight savings because there's no daylight to save.
Well, it's something like that. I don't know. Like,
how much light is there in Norway? Not much. Why do we need daylight savings? Because it's dark all the time anyway.
Well, a Norwegian minister has said, I strongly regret that 2020 will be an hour longer than normal. So they're obviously feeling the strain. However, this minister...
That's going to get him voted out, adding hours to 2020.
I know.
Get him out!
Yeah, the people aren't going to like her. Her name is Izzy Nybo, this minister, and she is the... Get ready for this.
Oh.
Norwegian Minister of Time.
Oh, wow.
That is a cool portfolio
to
have.
That is so good.
Well, I don't know if we have one of those in Australia, but, like, you know, Minister for Water or something, very important, don't get me wrong.
It's amazing.
But Minister for Time, that just sounds cool.
Could we take that portfolio, Time Ministers?
If Australia doesn't have one, can we become it?
That's fantastic.
Joint Minister for Time.
How good. It must show how much of an issue that they have with time up there.
Yeah. Because I've got a whole minister.
Yeah, because I've got
They just got too many politicians, and it's just like, oh, we need a minister for chocolate biscuits. Who wants to do that?
What was her name?
Her name is Izzy Nybo. I hope I pronounced that correctly. Probably didn't.
So she gets around their parliament house. She's got, like, a digital watch. She's got, like, a pocket watch. She's got...
If she doesn't have 17 watches on her at any one time, I'll be very disappointed.
Simo and Jordan.
And a food crime has occurred. Got that yummy, yummy. Now, Jordan, he went to the Big Smoke last weekend.
Yes.
Yes, and you didn't have anything... Any food that was kind of special or out there, you could have really branched your wings, extended your wings.
Stretched
your wings.
Also, grown wings because I don't have them.
So,
or I could have had wings for food.
Yeah. So you just had schnitties? Is that right?
Schnitty's were consumed.
And then what?
Schnitty's are good. You can't have. What's wrong? Oh, sometimes I stretch and went to a Parmigiana.
Okay. Oh, wow.
But, you know.
Italian flair.
Yes. With some cheese and pizza sauce.
The only time the Italians and the Germans came together.
Can I just say as well, the side salad didn't get eaten.
Didn't get amongst it.
You know, when you go to various pubs or something, you get a Parmi or a Schnitty or something like that.
Yeah.
And they put the side salad in a little separate bowl. That's very optimistic.
Yeah, I don't know why.
That's far too easy just to go, and off you go over there.
I worked in pubs where that was what we did, but it's a hoax. Like, they also don't expect you to eat it.
Do they just make about five and just rotate them? As soon as one comes back, it's like, okay, there you go, on to the next one.
It's not actually real salad. It's actually...
it's like plastic.
So
one day someone will come and try and eat it and just the knife won't go through it.
So, for instance, you're a very basic eater at times. What did you have for dinner last night? Frozen fish in the oven?
No, I made it. I told you yesterday.
Okay.
I made a Thai green curry.
All right, so you are getting...
Admittedly, out of a jar. But still.
Now, as you chewed down on your Thai green curry...
Yes.
You tuned into SAS Australia this week at one point?
Yeah, no, that was earlier on in the week. As you know, I'm a reality TV fan.
That's right. Did you catch the... What's his name? Jackson Warne?
That's Shane Warne, the cricketer's son, I think.
That's
isn't
right.
It?
Yeah.
No.
Did you catch him talking about all the different foods that he's eaten in his life?
Oh yeah. No, I think I know where this is going now.
I've got confirmation on all the foods he's ever tried.
Okay. So eggs, bacon, toast, cereal, burgers, nachos, chips.
Wow, so he's...
Where was he recording that? In the middle of a kitchen, like at a five-star restaurant that he doesn't eat any of the food of.
He's in back of one of those frozen Woolies trucks looking for the frozen chips.
So, yeah, so if you missed it, here's Jackson Warne. He's Shane Warne, the cricketer's son, and on the SAS show, which was actually filmed not far in the Snowy Mountains.
Yeah, Chappelle Corby jumped out of a helicopter into the drink here at the Jindabyne, what was it, Lake Jindabyne? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, during that show, he mentioned that he's only ever eaten 10 different foods in his life.
Yeah.
And obviously those were the 10. I feel just saying burgers, though, because there's lots of different burgers.
It's a fusion meal, that one.
Yeah, and nachos as well.
Like, he's not giving himself enough credit.
I do like the first one, that was bacon. Priorities.
Bacon, eggs.
Yes.
Eggs, bacon. So we know what he's having for breakfast.
Every day.
Where's the cereal, though?
Yeah, if you could, yeah, throw some cereal on the bacon and eggs.
He's eating between the hours of 6 a.m. to 10, doing a burger for lunch, and that's it.
And I endorse that.
So is there any of those particular meals that you reckon you could live off for the rest of your life?
Oh, I mean, bacon is the obvious go-to. I reckon I could give it a fair crack.
He's getting his natural sugars, though, with the apples.
Yeah, that's quite healthy, much healthier than bacon.
Hot chips. He's living the life. It does put into perspective as well, because that's learned habits, don't you think? You know, because you learn your eating habits off your parents.
Oh, well, his parent was a professional athlete.
Well, he was.
Warney.
Can you imagine Warney turning it on in the kitchen?
No.
No, you can't. I don't know what... He'd walk into a kitchen and not know what it was used for.
He'd open the fridge and there'd just be cricket balls everywhere.
Cricket balls.
Like, are we meant to eat these?
And VB. That's it.
What more do you need?
How many Macca's drive-thrus do you reckon a week that Warney was doing with his kids?
Oh, Warney?
Yeah.
How many a day?
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
Simo, could you... Sorry, we probably should have done this during the song.
Oh, yes, sure.
Could you just pass me over there my detective hat?
Oh.
I just put it on the other side of the studio over there.
Oh, okay. I don't see it anywhere. Did you forget it?
No. It's just yeah, pass it. And then there's the detective jacket as well. I'm gonna do some detective work, so I just have to get into character.
You're also doing some mime.
Yeah, part-time mime, part-time detective.
Miming, actually, mime is a great skill on radio, Jordan, and I have to say you've nailed it.
I know. I'm doing that thing where I'm pushing against the wind and now I'm locked in a glass box as well. Anyway, Simo, the detective hat is on.
Oh, I can see it.
Because I think
yep.
I have come up with a way where if you're doing your shopping online, you may be able to get it for cheaper.
Okay, right. Is this some kind of conspiracy theory?
No, well, okay. Kind of, yes.
Yeah.
I was, my detective work, how I found out about this, mm-hmm. was I was told this by a friend. So it's quite easy detective work.
It's a typical Jordan effort here.
Look, it fell into my lap and I'm going to take credit for it.
Shows great initiative, needs to add more effort.
Well, look, so my friend told me about this, who wanted to remain unnamed.
Okay.
But she told me about it and I kind of did some more detective work, which involved Googling it.
Alrighty.
And found one article that confirms that this happens. However, that article is from a UK slightly dodgy news website.
Okay.
And this article is from 2016 as well, so I don't know whether it's still...
I don't know if that will... I'm not sure if those sources will get you a uni degree, but they work for us.
Well... Well, Simo, you do have a uni degree. Did you do your...
It works for me.
That's how you got through your uni.
That's it.
So, Simo, what it is? I want to... Because you haven't really done any online shopping before.
No, I refuse to. Flat out.
I do a fair bit, and I hadn't heard of this.
Okay.
But apparently... And give us a call, by the way, 645-729-977, if you can confirm whether this is true or not.
Right.
Apparently...
Yeah.
While you're doing your online shopping, if you're browsing for, say, clothes, for example... If you click on a T-shirt, add to basket, and then just leave it there for a couple of days, the company that you are buying the clothes from will see that, and then a couple of days later go, oh, you're still interested in buying this this shirt? Here's a discount code for you. Have 15% off it.
I heard this as well, Jordan.
Oh, my God, maybe it's true.
So I reckon someone inside... The big business has let it slip.
Okay.
And whoever it is in all kinds of strife, because it's like one of those closely guarded industry secrets that everyone knows.
Well, yeah, I've got one of these quotes from this article that I found back in 2016.
Right.
That says, add it to your basket, leave it for a couple of days. Retailers see shoppers' activity, so many will remind you about your purchase with an email and include a discount code to motivate you to buy it.
Yeah.
So, Simo.
Hmm.
Last night I put this to the test.
Oh, did you really? How did you go?
Well, I was browsing through a couple of T-shirts that I wanted to buy coming into summer. Got to refresh the wardrobe.
Right.
Found two or three that I was interested in.
Okay.
Put them in the basket.
Yeah.
And then left it.
Okay.
And so far, a mere 12 hours later, as I look on my phone, still no discount code.
Oh.
Maybe I just have to wait longer. I will give it to... So what day? It's Thursday today. I'll give it till the weekend.
Effectively, what it comes down to, right, is it just playing chicken with the supermarkets, like with, you know, the age-old kind of like, you're Vin Diesel and you're in a car, right?
This is a weird analogy already. All of a sudden, don't you hate when you're doing online shopping and you turn into Vin Diesel?
No, but stick with me. The shopper, okay. Right? The shopper is Vin Diesel in a car, right?
So I thought I was Vin Diesel.
Well, yeah, you're the shopper.
I am the shopper. Okay,
yeah, right,
sorry.
Okay, yep. And you're driving head-on into another vehicle. That vehicle is...
David Jones.
Correct. Right? And then it's whoever blinks first, and then the...
Who will blink first, Vin Diesel or David Jones? I will keep you updated on this.
Right, yeah.
And then we will see who was the one that blinked first.
Because, like, if you crash, that means you've paid full price. But if you manage to, like, drive straight and David Jones goes around you...
It's a weird analogy.
Then you have got the discount.
What if there's a third car which is also Maya over here? Just kind of, if David Jones isn't swerving, could I swerve over there?
What happens is like it's one after the other. So you swerve past the first one, and then it's the same thing again. So
and then there's just a traffic jam of cars.
Simo and Jordan.
And what we have on the show now is the Russian world knife throwing champion Granny. When everybody's kung fu fighting. Granted, I didn't have a knife throwing song available.
Kung fu fighting. And is this like a dance remix of kung fu fighting as well?
It was high tempo stuff there, much like this Granny.
So wait, you're going to have to say it again. So a Russian world knife throwing champion who is a Granny.
Yes. So she started knife throwing at the age of 56.
Could have started early.
Now, I bring it to the show because she's announced her retirement.
Oh, it's sad.
Sad, isn't it? She picked up the gig at 56.
Yeah.
And that was back in 2007. And since then, she's gone on an absolute, like, storm. Like, she's stormed the competition around the world.
Okay. Is it... So, World Knife Throwing, was there a big championship recently, perhaps over the weekend or something, that I missed? Which I'm shocked, by the way.
No, it's just the fact she's retiring.
She's the champion, but
yeah,
she's retiring.
That's right.
Okay, I got you now.
So she was 56 when she started. Her name is Galina Shevina. Mm-hmm. And she discovered knife throwing back in 2007 when she enrolled in just like a class with her friends.
And classes of knife throwing.
And then just a month and a half into her training, the pensioner learned that her hometown was going to host a competition of 50 participants.
Oh.
Right, including special forces, professional knife throwers, as well as amateurs like her. She signed up and shocked the audience by winning first place.
Can I ask, so knife throwing, is it, do you have to throw the knife far, or do you have to throw it into a target, or?
Yeah, you have to throw it in, similar to the axe throwing.
Okay.
If you've seen that.
Which is a very well-known sport. But like archery, so you have to shoot, you have to throw it into a target.
Similar, yeah.
Okay, I got you.
So it surprised a lot of people that she won. They thought it was beginner's luck, and then she decided she'd silence her hate by winning the 2007 National Knife Throwing Championship.
I mean, you're a professional knife thrower. There are other ways of silencing your haters, let's face it. Just go stand on that target over there.
Then in 2008, she competed in the World Knife Throwing Championship.
Are you reading off her Wikipedia or something?
And then against 36 of the world's best knife throwers, she took them to the cleaners and won. Then in 2013, by that time, she'd won 50 medals and 50 titles, 3 national championships, and in most countries had taken out the top gongs as the best knife thrower around.
I tell you what, I mean... You'd be, if you were one of her grandkids, you know, sometimes if you misbehave, your grandmother might get the old wooden spoon out and That's give right. you a whack or something like that.
Yeah.
If you were this granny's grandchildren.
That's right.
She would go walk to the wooden spoon and then turn left to the knife drawer, and you know, yeah, it's time to run.
Well, that's it. She's hanging up the knives, Jordan, or she's sheathing them in their knife. What are they called? Knife boxes or the magnetized strip? She's magnetizing the knives.
She's going back to the traditional use of knives, which is to chop vegetables.
So thanks very much for the memories, Galina Shevina, and we wish you well.
Yeah, exactly. 100% all the best. I'm not going to be making any jokes about someone who is a professional knife thrower because that probably won't, you know, end well for me.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, Halloween, it is coming up very, very soon.
When is it? I have not a clue.
It's not this weekend, next weekend.
Ah, because it's a very US thing, isn't it? Is it American?
Yeah, it is American. American, I think that's where it started. That's where it's really super popular.
I think something odd went on because it's like pagan as well, so there's a bit of European thrown in for good measure.
I mean, there is something odd going on in America at the moment. Have you seen the election?
A couple of things been going on, yeah.
But yeah, it's kind of started. I've noticed in the last couple of years, it's really started to take off. Because like when I was younger, I think I might have gone trick or treating once, and we just knocked on a door, and it was some confused person telling us to go away.
Well, it fits in nicely locally with there's Book Week happening.
Yes, of course.
So I saw some kids knocking around in like a wolf costume, and one was dressed as Lionel Messi, the soccer player. Not sure what book he's in, but...
Yeah, I'm sure he's in one.
He's sure he's got a bio out.
Yeah, probably does. So Halloween, it is coming up very soon. Mm. And there is there's lots of traditions, particularly more in America. Obviously trick-or-treating's one.
Yeah.
Dressing up as a ghost or something like that. And carving pumpkins is a bit of a weird one that I don't really quite get.
I did mention on this show previously, I think I must be following some kind of rogue pumpkin account because around this time of year, I get all the pumpkin carving Instagram content.
Because you get a pumpkin, you scoop out all the middle of it and then carve a face into it and that's your decoration.
Like, I've done something different. To pumpkin carving, which is when you go camping and you see cactuses, put smiley faces in them with your pocket knife. Same kind of effect.
Same but different.
It's like, one's definitely a harder skill.
You can find out where Simo lives. Just look for the cactuses with smiley faces.
Look for the cactus that smiles at you. Simo was there.
But Simo, the reason I bring up Halloween and pumpkin carving more specifically is because there is a new trend that is happening across America, and perhaps it could make its way here to Australia for Halloween.
Okay.
Instead of carving a face into the pumpkin.
Hmm.
Well, I mean, they're still carving a face, but they're carving a face of this man.
Billions and 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 billions and
no one has ever been richer than you are at this moment.
Maybe we could launder the money.
Yes, Simo, if you happen to be walking around the streets of America in Halloween,
yeah,
probably unlikely, but you never know, you may see a Trumpkin.
A Trumpkin?
Is what they are called. People carving faces of Donald Trump into pumpkins. Some, safe to say, better than others.
Is this because they're fans or not fans?
I would... Not sure, but I would place my bet on not fans.
Okay, right.
Some people are going to like extreme lengths to kind of make their pumpkin look like Donald Trump.
Really
some were trying to find hair. Obviously, he's got a unique haircut, that's safe to say. Some are using straw to replicate it. Others are using fur from a golden Labrador.
It's an odd tradition.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I'm just quickly trying to check why they carve... pumpkins, out of all things.
Mm.
Ooh, okay.
Simo's being on Google.
In the 8th century...
Oh, so that was a bit further back than yesterday.
So a day celebrating the church's saints...
Yeah, skip read all the boring stuff.
Folklore about Stinky Jack was quickly incorporated...
Hang on, hang on. How did we get to that? You gotta go, in the 8th century, Stinky Jack. Who is Stinky Jack?
I think he's incorporated into Halloween... And they've been carving pumpkins ever since. That's not helpful.
All because of Google Stinky Jack.
Oh, to scare away evil spirits.
Okay.
The Irish would set... See, there's the European thing that I mentioned before. The Irish would set carved pumpkins or turnips by their doors and windows in hopes that they would protect them. Oh, so they're like a charm.
Okay, well... I don't know whether a Trumpkin will be a charm or something.
Yeah.
Just looking at some of them, they are certainly terrifying, I'll give them that.
Simo and Jordan, this is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, join them for Takeaway, on air weeknights from 7 across the Capital Radio Network.
Yeah, that should do it.